I'll tell you what I've got. I've got time is really, really tight. And the great Jamie Newberg's now going to join us on the program. And, you know, we knew him when, of course, Jamie is now doing his thing with ESPN. But, Jamie, good morning to you. Things are hot and heavy. Appreciate you coming on with us on short notice. It's all popping and it's all happening out there. How does this final week relate to previous years from your standpoint? More eventful, less? Where are we?
You know, it's always... I just say, hey, it's, you know what, today's just another day in January because they're all about the same. And if it's one thing I've learned over the years is to expect the unexpected. And, you know, you think you've seen and heard it all in terms of recruiting, and then something else happens, and you add that to the list. So we're about where we normally are. You know, obviously, signing day is, what, 6 days away. You know, a lot of kids are still out there. You know, many are going to pop here shortly. Got a big one tonight in Brandon Fulce. Five or six kids tomorrow. Stephon McClure, the big-time corner from out west, he's making his announcement right now. So, you know, things are going to start to unfold. Obviously, you know, Tony, you've been covering this a long time. You know, there'll be some surprises, some flips, and it'll be your typical lead-up to Wednesday and your typical National Signing Day.
You know, right now... We were talking the other day, this Richardson deal, what do you think is going to happen? Should we be worried that he's going to go to USC or not, or where does that stand?
At this point, I think the father just wants him to take a visit out there, and I think more than anything, they got family out there, and I don't think SC is a factor at this point. Now, if he visits, that's another story. I've always believed, you know, a kid takes a visit, you never know. I think Tennessee is clearly the team to beat. I think the kid unexpectedly had a wonderful visit to the University of Georgia last week. Now, I think they're in it. I really do. I think he genuinely would love to visit Auburn. He's intrigued by that situation. Obviously, you know, they're looking for linemen. They already have four or five in this year's class, including, you know, getting Westerman late last week. So, at this point, if you're Tennessee, I would be a little concerned, but they're also in, I think, in the driver's seat. In my opinion, they're clearly the team to beat.
Jamie, Tennessee seems to be in it with a lot of big prospects here down the stretch. Who do you think? Who are some of the guys you think they finish with?
Well, we just mentioned one. You know, Cameron Clear is another. Gabe Wright. We'll find out tonight on Brandon. You know, Fulce. I got to be honest with you guys. You know, going into last weekend, I definitely thought he was headed to Auburn. And I've been one of those guys that I've always preached, you know, there's no such things as locks in recruiting, but that's the team I always believed he was headed to. And I seriously believe Tennessee gave him some stuff to think about. I think they got a shot. I still favor the Tigers. And Brandon told me 2 nights ago that those were his top two, and he's intrigued by, you know, all his finalists. You know, he knows that all the places he has an opportunity to play, and at the end of the day, you know, he just wants to pick a place where he feels most comfortable. So that's going to be interesting tonight. Although, like I said, I do favor the Tigers, but you know, those are some guys I think Tennessee can close with. I know Byron Moore, you know, as a kid, they're battling Miami on. So I don't know if they're going to finish with everybody they got their sights set on, but I think they're going to get probably most of those guys, and I expect another strong close by Tennessee.
Jamie, when you look at Tennessee's recruiting class, who's a guy that stands out that maybe not as highly ranked as some of the other ones, but who you think could be a real impact player at the next level?
Well, you know, I think they got a lot of big-time players, and a lot of guys are going to have opportunities, you know, to sit there and play, you know, get an early playing, you know, get playing time next year. You know, I like what they did in the secondary, you know, with Orta and Martin. I think both those guys are going to have a chance to come in and play right away. You know, they got three or four safeties, I believe. I think Tom Smith, you know, the running back from Florida, from Apopka, is a guy that is going to surprise some folks. And he could play early. I know everybody talks about Marlon Lane simply because he's the bigger name, but I think it kind of gives them a dynamic duo in the terms that they do things a little bit differently. And I think Tom and Marlon can both make, you know, a big splash next year. But not too many people talk about Smith in terms of the upper echelon backs out there, but he's a good one.
What when you look at Tennessee's the opportunity to close here and some of the prospects left and just getting your fair share and seven or so slots available, you think there's an opportunity there for them to finish in the top 10? Where do you look at them nationally?
Absolutely. You know, here's the thing, and this is what I've been trying to explain to people. I've been covering this for a long time, and SEC has always recruited at a different level than every other league out there. But what they've done as a group this year, I've never seen it before, from top to bottom. And it's really not 1 through 12. It's really more 1 through 11 because Vandy's not what the other 11 are doing. They could possibly, these 11 schools, all finish inside the top 25 or 30 when it's all said and done. To me, that's surreal. That's unheard of, to figure that basically one-third of the top 30 recruiting classes are from one league, which explains a lot why the SEC is the SEC, why they've won five straight national championships, four different teams. It just keeps getting stronger and stronger. And when you're talking Kentucky and Mississippi State having very good years and being 10 and 11 in the league, that's ridiculous. It is unbelievable what the team, what the league has done. And I mention that because, you know, people look at Tennessee or they look at maybe Ole Miss, who's been on a big run at being at, I don't know what they are right now, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, in the league, depending on what service you look at. But it's a great group. And I do know this, you know, if Tennessee closes with the guys we talked about or a handful of the guys we talked about, they're going to move towards the top 10. But, you know, what else is Georgia going to do? What else is LSU going to do? What else is Auburn going to do? What is Florida going to do? What is Alabama going to do? What is South Carolina going to do? I mean, the way these teams close going on around you, sure, Tennessee could have a top 10 class, but because of the depth in the league, where are they ultimately going to finish? I think it'll be inside the top 15, maybe top 12, possibly 10, but again, a lot depends on what everybody else around them is going to do. But I'm fairly confident that they're going to close very well.
How does it compare to the rest of the East right now as you read things? Their class, Tennessee's class.
Well, I think it's right up there. I mean, Georgia's been on a great run, you know, and they're probably going to close with Ray Drew tomorrow, and they're going to close with Isaiah Crowell, I'm thinking, on Wednesday. I just think Georgia's the place where he really wants to be. And they got a couple other guys out there. John Jenkins, it looks like, will announce the Saturday after signing day. He's the junior college defensive tackle All-American. And they could turn Kent Turin and maybe have a surprise, you know, go their way. So, you know, I would think right now, as the way things stand right now, I would probably go Georgia 1, Florida 2, Tennessee 2B. You know, I mean, I don't know what Florida's going to do. To me, they could be feast or they could be famine between now and National Signing Day. I mean, they're on a lot of big-time players. You haven't heard any noise at all coming out of Gainesville, really, since Muschamp has taken over. I mean, think about it. They've had one commitment, one, and they've lost three, yet they're on guys like linebackers Curtis Grant, Kurt Majette, who's obviously looking hard at Tennessee, Stephon Anthony. You know, they're making a big push for Timmy Jernigan. They could turn Marcus Roberson. I mean, they could make a huge splash. So it's really hard to say how this thing's going to finish in the East. And then with South Carolina, they got a significantly large class. I believe it's 29 or 30 guys, and they're waiting on a couple big-time players, one by the name of Phillip Duke, who I expect them to get, and the number one player in the country, who I would give them the edge to, and Jadeveon Clowney, although that one's real tight. We may not know on that till February 14th.
Love the Clowney sweepstakes. And I understand he's going to be on the cover of ESPN, the magazine, and you guys are doing a big blow-up on recruiting with the magazine this year. You know, we remember when recruiting was just sort of a regional thing. This thing has really exploded, hasn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it was 900 lines. It was your monthly mags. Or your newsletters, and the 900 line, you know, and ultimately the Internet transformed it. I mean, it evolved into this beast because of the Internet. And what we do, recruiting is about tracking and evaluating kids, and it's about spreading that information. The old vehicles were the 900 line and the magazine. Now it's just the internet. It's a perfect marriage, and it has gone to greater heights than I've ever envisioned. And now you have four major networks, lots of other sources, media sources out there covering it. Everybody seems to be covering it. ESPN's going, they're going to be going full bore into this thing now. And the dynamics are certainly changing, and it's getting bigger and broader every single year.
ESPN's getting ready to run some people over. That's kind of how it works, isn't it? That's probably why you jumped in there, right?
It was a wonderful opportunity, and I'll leave it at that.
Interesting.
We have, Jeremy Crabtree from Rivals.com just came over. He's going to spearhead the whole thing, and you're going to see an evolution with how we cover recruiting, over the next 6, 9, 12 months. It's not going to happen overnight, but we will slowly put things in place, and we're going to be a player in this thing before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I kind of knew that was coming. Hey, on the way out, what do you think happens with Dawson? Is he going to end up at Kentucky, or is Tennessee, you think, still have a shot with Lamar Dawson?
I think Tennessee's got a great shot, and I apologize. That's one guy I forgot. And Kurt Majette, the linebacker from South Florida now. I talked to his coach a couple nights ago, and it looks like Kurt may not do anything on signing day. And it's Florida, who will visit this weekend. It's Wisconsin. Believe it or not, the Badgers have a great shot at he and his quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, and Tennessee. He was blown away by his recent visit to Knoxville. And Coach Daniels, his head coach, told me those two are nowhere near ready to make a decision, and it's 50-50 up. They'll be ready on Wednesday. So those are two linebackers I think Tennessee's got a great shot at getting. Will they get them? I don't know, but they're in it right now.
Mickey Johnson announces tomorrow. What do you expect?
He's one of those guys that I don't know. I just don't know what he's going to do. He and Byron Moore are driving me nuts. There's a couple guys out there I can't get a feel for. I think it's going to come down to a Tennessee-LSU battle. And in-state Louisiana kid, that's tough, but they're working Jernigan. If maybe they don't feel like they're getting Timmy, and Timmy may be going to Florida State, maybe Florida. He's visiting Tennessee this weekend. Maybe they jump on him late here. I don't know how that one's going to play itself out.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting several days. And I really appreciate you giving us some time today. Jamie, I know your time's tight, and you're all over the country doing radio today, and I appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us. It means a lot, and as usual, it's always great to talk with you, and keep up your success, and we're proud of you, man.
Well, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on. I love coming on with you guys, and I think it's going to be a big close in Knoxville. I think Volunteer fans and that staff are going to be very happy come Wednesday.
Thank you, Jamie. Take care.
You too, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Jamie Newberg, one more time.